they're getting wild for me. And all the pretty chicks all wanna smile at me. These rap cats, man, they all got this out for me. And if I ever see them, man, they probably bow to me. And when this beat drop, I know they gon' lean. Word they be.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Amon Sheeran Pirate Radio Podcast. On today's episode, first of all, we're back in the OG studio of my dad's basement. And on today's episode, we'll be answering some listener questions from my girlfriend, reviewing Ozark Season 3, giving an in memoriam, and I'll tell you guys the plans for the upcoming weeks. Sorry for the two to three weeks off, but we're back. So we'll start off with the listener questions. I'll pull them up right here. I asked you guys on Instagram. I'm going to do that every Thursday or Friday and just send me whatever questions you guys want, and I'll answer them on the podcast. All right. So how are you handling quarantine? I think I'm doing pretty well. One of the things I like to do to stay sane is exercise. My girlfriend and I, Marissa, we exercise. We go on runs together over the phone, and we do Orange Theory YouTube workouts. That's been kind of keeping us healthy, mind and body, and it's a way for us to kind of motivate each other. So what's my favorite show right now? The shows I'm watching right now are Dead to Me, which is really good. Season 2 just came out today, so I'm watching that, and I'm really enjoying it so far. I love the actresses, and it's an interesting story. It's about this married couple, and the husband gets hit by a car, and the woman goes to a grief support group, and she meets a friend there, and turns out the friend she meets is the one who hit her husband with the car. So it's a very interesting story, and I'm really looking forward to season 2. And the other show I was watching is Ozark, which we'll get to the season review after the listener questions. And I'm looking forward to not watching it now, but the Marvel shows coming out this summer, Loki, WandaVision, and The Falcon, The Winter Soldier. They're coming out. I'm looking forward to those. All right, the next question. What do you think of The Last Dance documentary series? Excuse me. I've enjoyed it a lot so far. Some people are saying it's the best ESPN documentary ever. I think there's some 30 for 30s that are better, like the OJ Made in America series, and the U Catholics vs. Convicts. So maybe I'll put it in the top 5, certainly, but I don't think it's the best ESPN documentary, but I am enjoying it. As a guy who was born in 96, obviously I didn't really get to see much of Jordan's career, so it's interesting to see what a competitor he was, and it really makes me realize how his competitive drive was the Kobe before Kobe, you know? He was the one that was willing to win at all costs, and that's what he did, and just what a killer he was. And I like, obviously everyone liked the Rodman episode with his crazy antics and him Jordan having to drag him out of Vegas. And it really is just a great story, so I'm looking forward to the rest of that series. Next question was, what is your favorite TikTok trend? Another interesting question from Marissa. My favorite TikTok trend right now is like showing off new places to go and suggesting things to do. Like there's a lot of like best bars in New York City, best places to visit on Long Island, things like that. It's really good inspiration for what to do when quarantine ends. So I really like those TikToks. What is on your quarantine playlist? A lot of my listeners know, the Tin Man Elite, they dropped a Spotify playlist, which is really good. That has a lot of like Flume, a lot of like House, but also a lot of good rap, a lot of Kanye, Kid Cudi, stuff like that. So I like to listen to that if I'm running. I don't always listen to music on my runs, but it gets me motivated to get out there and run. So that's what I'm listening to right now. But there's a lot of good music out right now. So if you have any suggestions, hit me up. I'm always looking for new music. And the next question is another interesting one. If you were in a band, what would you play? So for those who really know me well, they know I was an amazing bass player back in middle school, elementary school, and the first year of high school. I wasn't good at all. I actually got first chair once because I was the only one out of the four bassists who showed up to their lessons. So, but I got sick that night, so I wasn't able to make the concert, so I never actually got to play first chair. But I was always terrible, and I was happy to be finished with it after my freshman year. But, yeah, if I was in a band, I'd be the bassist. So that's that. What do you want to do with quarantine end? So things I'm really looking forward to doing is getting back to the movie theater and watching more movies, because I've been really missing that. And just going out, I miss like the little things like getting lunch when I'm at work, going to like Jersey Mike's or Popeye's and eating some not so great for you food and just taking a break off work. I miss just seeing everyone. I miss playing basketball. I want to get back to the gym, get back to the park this summer, hopefully. But we'll see. Yeah, just I miss everything, really. Just seeing people and that hanging out with my girlfriend, with friends. And yeah, I'm really looking forward to that. Hopefully it comes soon. All right, so that was all of our questions, and we're going to get into the Ozark review. So I'm going to go the way I like to do reviews is character by character, and then I'll give my overall thoughts on the season. All right, so we'll start with Agent Maya Miller. So she's the new FBI agent on Marty's case. She's pregnant, and obviously she knows her stuff about, forensic accounting. And, oh, by the way, spoiler alert, if you haven't seen Ozark Season 3, you can tune out now. And thank you for listening for this long. So, like I was saying, Maya Miller is the FBI agent on Marty's case. And she offers Marty a deal to testify against the Navarro cartel for 18 months prison sentence. And then the deal would be Marty would come work for the FBI as a forensic accountant. So basically she tried and turn Marty, and then later in the season, Marty tries to turn her, which seems very risky. And that's kind of Maya Miller's storyline. So she's a good character. Marty saves her, and she saved Marty at certain points in the season. When Marty's locked up in Mexico and being tortured, she's able to save him by flagging an account and making the Navarro cartel realize Marty, the value of Marty. All right, next, Omar Navarro, the leader of the Navarro cartel. He's a really interesting character that really emerged into prominence this season. He's very imposing, but also he kind of listens to reason. He's a very scary character, but at the same time, he wants what's best for the cartel, so he's always willing to do whatever it takes. And obviously we'll get to what happens at the end of the season, but he really ends up investing in the birds. Next we have Frank Cosgrove Jr., the mortal enemy of Ruth Langmore. He's kind of a hothead son of the Frank Cosgrove, the gang leader. The Kansas City gang leader, or the leader of the Kansas City mob. They struck a deal with Marty to make a casino a union shop. And now Frank Jr. is based in the Ozarks and getting on Ruth's nerves. So basically, him and Ruth go back and forth, and it eventually ends with Ben, Wendy's brother, and Ruth putting birdseed on his car, on his souped-up car. So all these birds, flocked his shit on his car, and then he ends up getting really frustrated and beating Ruth almost to death. So as a result of him beating Ruth up, the birds cut ties with Kansas City mob, but they don't take revenge because Frank Cosgrove Jr. is considered untouchable. So this really drives Ruth to the edge and eventually leads her to cutting ties with Marty and Wendy because they didn't take revenge on Frank Cosgrove Jr. And later in the season, Darlene Snell does take revenge on Cosgrove by taking a shotgun to his crotch and shooting him in the crotch. So that show of faith drives Ruth to side with the Snells rather than the birds, and it looks like Ruth and Wyatt are going to work for Darlene Snell, which brings us to the Darlene Snell character. Very interesting storyline that kind of threw me off. It's a little gross because Wyatt or Darlene is old enough to be Wyatt's grandmother, and they form a relationship, a romantic relationship. So she's obviously a dangerous Roman. She has ties with the police, and the police is basically, the Ozark police, basically in her pocket. So she has the son she always wanted, the adopted son. We know about that from the previous season. And basically this season she wants to get her heroin business back up, and she does that by regrowing the fields. And it looks like at the end of the season, like I said, Wyatt and Ruth are going to work for her because of the relationship romantic relationship she has with Wyatt, and what she did to get revenge on Frank Cosgrove Jr. for Ruth. All right. So next we have Wyatt Langmore. Like I said, he has a creepy romantic relationship with a woman at least 50 years his senior. And he starts living with her. And he helps her in many different ways to get the business back up. And he helps her retain custody of her adopted son. All right, then we have another interesting storyline was Sue Shelby, the therapist. So basically, she takes bribes from both Marty and Wendy to try to convince the other to do what they want in their relationship and in regards to the Navarro cartel. Once she finds out that Marty and Wendy work for the cartel, she asks for a bribe, which they told her to be careful, not to do anything too flashy, to lay low, and not spend the bribe. But she buys a flashy car, which leads Helen, their lawyer, to order Nelson to kill her. So she gets killed because she wasn't able to lay low. So it's unfortunate that the old lady had to die, but you got to stay under the radar. So Agent Evans, he's really I find his character really interesting because he's really scary and imposing, and he's not playing. He's playing with his heart rather than his head, because in the past season, his partner was killed by the birds. So he really wants revenge on them, and he's willing to do whatever it takes. So he's a scary character. I always try to keep a lookout for him. All right. And next, we get to the storyline that I didn't really like. I thought it was okay at first, but they really took the storyline too far with Ben Davis, Wendy's brother. Like, it was going up until the last episode. And eventually Wendy, because he exposed Helen's daughter to the truth about that her mother works for the Navarro cartel, and he has to die. And Wendy orders the hit on him and gives away his location. So I thought it was an interesting character, but I thought the storyline played out too long. So that was one thing I didn't really like as much about the season was Ben's storyline. All right. So next we move on to Helen Pierce. She's the lawyer for the Navarro cartel. And I guess I'll just get to the end of the season at this point. So I'll take a sip of water here for the working man. All right. So Helen Pierce wants to cut ties with Marty and Wendy, and she applies for a casino license. And Omar Navarro is forced to choose between Helen and the birds. And at the last scene of the season, he decides to go with the birds, and he shoots Helen in front of the birds, splattering blood all over them. So now it's really interesting. We're going to see what happens between the Navarro cartel, and now that the birds are... He totally trusts them, and he's putting his faith in them. So now there's going to be a lot more pressure on the birds because Helen's not there to deflect at all or help them. So now it's really all up to the birds to launder money and be a legitimate enterprise for the Navarro cartel. So we'll see what happens. I'm really looking forward to that. And now that Helen's out of the picture, I'm really looking forward to see Ruth and Wyatt and Darlene versus the birds in the future seasons. Speaking of Ruth, our next character on the list is Ruth Langmore. She was Marty's right-hand man, but because he didn't take revenge on Frank Cosgrove Jr., she moves her allegiance to Darlene Snow and the heroin business along with her brother Wyatt. So she's a badass character. She's probably my favorite character. I'm really looking forward to see what comes of Ruth in the upcoming seasons. So Wendy Bird, she kind of goes from bad to worse in this season. She's fierce and she uses her experience in politics to lobby, persuade, and even blackmail state representatives to push the casino bill. So we know that from the previous season. But Wendy's basically a badass in this season, and sometimes she pushes that envelope too far. When she's talking to Omar Navarro, that was a very interesting relationship and dynamic between Omar Navarro and Wendy Bird. And I'm really looking forward to how that plays out now that the Omar Navarro officially puts his faith in them. And she kind of clapped back at Navarro a few times and was very risky in her conversations. And at points, Navarro was like, I own you. I don't owe you nothing. And you did the right thing by having your brother killed. And like, you're not going to get anything extra for that. That's what you were supposed to do. You're supposed to kill your own brother because you're supposed to be completely faithful to the Navarro cartel. So I thought those conversations were between Navarro and Wendy were definitely a high point of the season. And finally, we have Marty Bird, the patriarch of the Bird family and Bird Enterprises. So we know at first he was a Chicago accountant, husband, father of two, agreed to launder money for the Navarro cartel, and this decision paid off at first, but suddenly went south after business partner Bruce cheated her client and got himself killed. So we know that from season one. So now he, he's working in the Ozarks in Missouri, and he's trying to dig himself out of this hole. He wanted to run at the end of the previous season, but Wendy talked him out of it, and now they're fully invested in laundering money for the Navarro cartel. And Marty, played by Jason Bateman, really showed Jason Bateman's range and what he's capable of. And everyone, I think Jason Bateman plays him really well, and he's a great character. So those were all the characters present in season three for the most part. And my overall thoughts on the season were, I thought season one was a 10, season two was probably 9, and this was an 8, which I think is still very good. It was a very good season of television on Netflix, but I think when the first season draws comparison to Breaking Bad, you basically have nowhere to go but down. So I'm really hoping they can have a good next season and have it be an 8 or above, and I'd be happy with that. Like I said, I didn't like how far they stretch out the Ben Davis, Wendy's brother storyline, but the ending in the last episode was great when Navarro shoots Helen, and we realize that it's all up to the birds now, and they're fully invested, whether they like it or not, and their fate is tied to the Navarro cartel. So I'm really looking forward to the next season. Hopefully it comes out soon. All right, so that was Ozark Season 3. Thank you guys for listening to that. And our next part of the podcast here, we have an in memoriam and a major RIP to Ronan O'Rahilly, which he was the creator of Irish Pirate Radio. I'm gonna read part of his article here. He set out to create the pirate radio station Radio Caroline, which began broadcasting in 1964 from a ship, the MV Caroline, anchored in international waters off the coast of Essex, Eastern England. So basically, he died recently, and I just want to give a shout out to him because he was part of the inspiration for this podcast. And this is like where it all started with Pirate Radio, and obviously the inspiration for the movie Pirate Radio, which I hope to review soon. So a major rest in peace to Ronan O'Rahilly, and thank you for helping inspire this podcast. So for the next couple episodes, I have some good plans. I want to have some more guests on. I was planning on, hopefully I'll have my coworker on to review or preview Money in the Bank, the next wrestling pay-per-view. And yeah, we're going to keep doing the Q&A Fridays, the Fridays episodes like this one. We're going to try to review some stuff on Disney Plus, like the Marvel movies. Onward, and I will get to Westworld season 3. So thank you guys very much for listening. If you have any suggestions for the podcast, let me know. Any way you can contact me, Instagram, Twitter, if you have my number, all that. And yeah, just send me some questions for next week. All right. Thank you guys very much for listening.
Looking for M's like I lost a friend. Jump out of my bed like red or red. You go hold the egg. Wait to bring a check. When we talk, we collect the cost. Keep us from your thoughts. Fully dressed at the crack of dawn. Weapons heading off. I can hear them from the block. See them creeping through the fog. Season's greetings. The feeding season can start. Oh my God. Look alive. Looking like I live life on a crooked line. Doing fine. You want maximum stupid. I am the guy. First of all, fuck the fucking law. We is fucking raw. Stay top top. Horses on the half jail. Switch your ball. Life a bitch. And the push it. Feet still fuck the wall. I'm a dog, I'm a dirty dog. Ha ha ha. Oh, dirty bastard, go in your jaw. Shimmy, shimmy, y'all. Got simmy in the hemi, going gimme, y'all. Pugilistic, my linguistics are J. Ruder damage, y'all. And I rap it, pornographic, be set up the camera. Ooh la la, are we green? 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 There's no discussion. I used to be musket, I wasn't supposed to be nothing. Y'all fuckers corrupted, I'm up to something disgusting. My pockets are plumper this season, I love the couple. I'm afraid of nothing but nothing, this ain't a something. War mongers are dumping, a point and click at your pumpkin. You're suffering disruption, so push your kids in the open. Fuck a king or queen and all of their lost subjects. I pull my penis out and I piss on their shoes in public. People, we the pirates, the pride of this great republic. No matter what you order, motherfucker, we what you stuck with. I used to love Bruce, but living my feet a loca. Help me understand, I'm probably more of a joke. When we usher in chaos, just know that we didn't smile. Cannibals on this island, inmates run the asylum. Ooh la la.